5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat, talking about this and this and that and whatnot.
Oh my god, I think that might be the worst audio sync we may have done yet.
Kyle, you go so soon.
Go soon or too slow.
And it's funny, when I edit these, I always find that Kyle's just fucked up.
Oh shit, truck.
Yeah. Oh. That guy, you did not know that guy was a food truck?
He comes around every day.
Yeah, but never here, just where they're only.
We call anyway. That the Roach Coach.
Welcome
Roach
back coach. To the N1 Not Podcast.
N1 Not Podcast, we are not
we talk about N1 podcast.
I want on record.
Yeah, we'd like to say that a rival podcast has just popped up, and we're starting beef with the Talk To A Podcast. Yeah.
Wait, who's this? Oh, right, the Hawk To A Girl.
We are an anti-Talk To A Podcast. Are also anti-Kiddy.
Listen, podcast. I get her for leveraging her 15-minute moment, but she's got to show us some talent.
No, it's you're right. I mean, whatever, like, milk the 15
like,
minutes of fame.
Like, had I blown up, too, I probably would have leveraged it into trying to make it a career as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, what is the best, like, plan of action there? Because it, you know, you come off, look at all the geese over there. You come off as, like, kind of, like, who the fuck are you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, like, who is this, like, talk to a, or hawk to a girl? Like, actually, and it's just this random-ass girl.
The thing is, because she's good-looking, it kind of just makes more sense for her to be, I guess, famous.
When she's talking about sucking dick.
Yeah.
Spitting on dicks.
I think she made over $1 million already.
Oh, sure. I mean, just from TikTok alone, like, views. There's Although, that technically wasn't her moment. Like, that wasn't, like, she was being interviewed.
Yeah.
So.
Her friend is probably so upset because she just no fame at all.
I know.
That was referring to her in the interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. She could have talked about spitting on dicks. You know
what? Yeah. You know what, dude? Next time I'm being interviewed, I'm talking about sucking dick.
Yeah. Well, there's a lesson to be learned here. Sucking dick sells.
Sucking dick sells.
Sucking dick sells.
So.
Porn sells, man. It could sell.
Yeah.
Anything with a shock value.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I guess she did go about it in a good way because I guess she'll stay in people's minds, but it's already kind of entered, like, the post-ironic phase of it where nobody, like, everyone's okay. It's far-lived. It's, like, usefulness and funniness where it's talking about, like, what? I
yeah,
still
well,
don't even get
to begin
with.
That's my whole thing is, like, what is she going to talk about on her podcast? Yeah. Like,
talk to her.
There's nothing talk else, like... Well, I don't know.
Well, I actually looked at, like, so if you go to the chapters on her podcast, it's, like, really stupid shit. I mean, not like we talk about the most smart things in the world, but it's, like...
Yeah.
It was, like, poop on the coochie. Like, I swear to God, these were, like, the chapters.
Yeah, I guess she's just gonna, like, talk about her life and maybe, like, pop culture moments. I don't know, but...
But also sex, because that's immediately what got her famous. Yeah. I mean... I don't know. It's stupid shit. Anyway, she's our rival now. So
yeah.
This is the starting of the.
You guys gotta boost us
beef.
So that.
Yeah. Yeah. Try to talk to a.
Hawk Tua goes down.
We're riding on the Hawk Tua fame too.
We have to have a viral moment.
This is also good for our keywords.
Yeah, literally Hawk Tua, Hawk Tua.
Anyway, besides spitting on dicks, what the hell else? Kyle's going on vacay.
Yeah Kyle's
I'm
leaving
out.
Us.
I'm out next 3 days.
We're gonna have to start the Amanda crew. Just kidding.
Yeah.
This just didn't want
to. That's how it started. Was this the Andy and Amanda crew?
Yeah. Where are you going, Kyle? You don't mind us saying?
I'm going nowhere.
He's going nowhere. He's gotta watch his doggos.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Nowhere.
You're not going to Cancun, dude?
No.
But I told him, I was like, I still see that as a vacation. I mean, you're like.
Yeah, I mean, not going to work is, I guess, a vacation because you're just fucking.
Yeah, and you can see your
if
home
you
by yourself.
If you can leave the house,
I can. I will. I can. I just kind of feel bad for my dogs alone for 10 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, you'll have a nice weekend because I think it's gonna be kind of nice. I'm going to the Renaissance Fair on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
No, on Saturday.
So Kyle just did that. Amanda's gonna do it now. She did not buy the Fiona from Shrek dress.
I didn't. I decided against it. I'm not gonna be dressing up.
That is such a shame.
Yeah, so
a shame.
I would say get there around, like, 9:45 because, like, parking fills up pretty fast.
Yeah, we're leaving her on like 8. Yeah.
Hashtag Ren Fair Tips. Also good for our keywords.
Yeah.
We're at a Renaissance fair. We're going to go see a jousting show.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
There's one guy I mentioned before. His name's Aaron Bonk.
Yeah, I saw.
He's pretty cool.
I've already given Bonk enough credit on our last
screw Bonk.
No more
Bonk.
Anti-Bonk. Anti-Bonk.
Moving on. I forgot we talked about the Renaissance fair.
Cosby as well.
No, dude, Cosby's coming back in a big way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. P. Diddy.
Wait, I hate to bring it back to fucking talk to a, but did you see that fucking, like, Trump was supposed to be on Hot Talk to a podcast?
No,
supposedly.
Was he?
I don't know.
I mean,
if that
he's
was
getting in with
that.
The influencers now. Like, he's got Bryce Hall on his side here.
Really?
He was at a rally and he called Bryce Hall up to the podium.
Fuck?
And I was like, oh man, Bryce Hall's getting a lot of money right now.
Who's Bryce Hall?
He's a
TikTok.
He started with TikTok now. He's like a boxer.
Who's that one rapper? Who's
P. Diddy?
No.
We gotta.
He loves Trump.
He's
Kanye?
Not Kanye.
No.
He's a rapper.
He's young, yeah. He's fucking like, you know. It's not 6ix9ine, it's someone else.
I don't know. God, whatever happened to 6ix9ine?
He's some rapper.
He went to prison for a bit. I guess.
A year.
He just fell out of favor. Mm-hmm. They ate his candy corn teeth in jail.
Yeah, he was like a big fat baby.
Yeah.
I feel like he was like crying about everything.
Well, I don't really know much about him other than he was a fucking, like,
rainbow hair.
Yeah.
Dread locks.
He was kind of awful to look at. We could do that. Well, I guess we might as well.
Train or?
Yeah, we'll go train.
We're going train route.
We're going train.
We'll walk along the tracks while we go look for P. Diddy.
6ix9ine was, like, friends with Steve Will Do It from Nelk.
Nelk Boys?
That was kind of a dick move.
Wow. That man wanted to kill us.
He really did.
Yeah, no boys.
But there was also a post that was like, Jimmy Carter going to appear on Talk To. That guy's like fucking 108 years old.
Yeah, well, I guess whatever she's got to do, she's going to do it.
Could you imagine if the fucking whatever number President Jimmy Carter was appeared on fucking Talk To? That's fucking crazy. Who are we gonna get? Who's gonna be our big celebrity guest?
Ooh.
Next debate, son, Talk To a podcast.
We're anyone?
Yeah.
John Cena.
He's not. I feel like he's not that interesting.
He's not. He kind of sucks.
Maybe, I don't know. John James.
LeBron.
No, I need to like relate to these people.
You can tell LeBron that you named a Tamagotchi after him. By the way, I'd like to make a public announcement that we've all put our Tamagotchis
to rest.
To rest.
For now.
For now.
It's really hard to take care of them.
Yeah.
It's hard to just keep up with them. They're so fucking annoying. Like, I think about it and I'm like, oh my god, I have to feed this motherfucker.
Yeah. I know.
And I can play with him.
Well, yeah, and if there's any expanded period of time where you really can't be doing something, it's like, oh fuck, this thing's gonna come back and be angry.
Yeah, and then I wouldn't want to play with him, so I would just feed him snacks.
Oh.
And
he gets so fat.
Yeah, my last one was like 99 grams. Yeah. It was like maxed out.
It's got 99 grams.
So, yeah, rest
about,
in peace.
What about Drake?
Drake?
I'd pull Drake on.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that'd be fun.
He's going on next.
Oh, he's going on Talk To? No, I think we should have him.
No, we gotta take that away. Scalp that.
We gotta talk all things Drake.
Guys, we're going to scalp Drake. Put that in the keywords.
Us just trying to boost.
We're just boosting. This episode's all about boosting. Who would I do? Steve from Blue's Clues, probably a good choice.
Ooh, Steve from
that
Blue's
actually
Clues.
Would be pretty cool if we got him.
He just posted something on TikTok.
I guess, huh?
He did? What was it?
I forget, but it was basically just his face and, like, text on there.
He's like, still bald. I'm still like, bald. The guy from Survivor.
Why the guy from Survivor?
I don't know, because I feel like he's just been around for forever.
He has been around for forever. Jeff whatever.
Yeah.
Jeff.
He's a good one.
My name's Jeff.
What are some other...
Would you guys go on Survivor?
I probably would, yeah. I feel like that'd be a lot of fun. Although, how much protection do you actually get from, like, the crew? Like if you get, like, a horrible infection on your ass, like...
Yeah, they're gonna come in. See, I feel like Survivor is, like, more bougie, whereas, like, a show like Naked and Afraid, you're really out there.
Yeah.
And Survivor, you're, like, you're surrounded by a production crew for sure.
I think it is kind of incredible that show is still going to this day.
I know. I got back into it like 2 years ago, and then I fell right back off.
Those shows are fun. I've told you about this before because I tried to get you to watch it, but Kid Nation was a really good one.
Oh yeah, I remember we talked about this.
Oh my god, that one was so good. I'm sure people have seen. There's a video on YouTube.
But it's
that
was like
pretty
wiped
famous.
Off the face of the earth, right?
Yeah, it's all right. The really quick rundown of it is like in the early 2000s, CBS did a show where they bust out like I don't know 50 something kids to the middle of a fake like Western set that was kind of a fully realized town. Where they can like completely on their own, no adults whatsoever. They form their own government. They form their own economy. Basically, Lord of the Flies. and yeah, they filmed it, and it was unironically one of the best shows I've ever watched.
I wish I had watched it when it was.
It still exists. You can find it in like Google Drive documents.
Yeah, I know.
Now.
I think you sent me one.
But, like, yeah, it's very hard to watch because, you know, just thinking of the premise alone, it's kind of a risky fucking thing
yeah.
to put a bunch of fucking kids. You know,
but, I mean, they're also, I'm sure, being watched.
Yes, there was intervention apparently here and there, but even still, like...
But, I mean, had they done this, like, in today's day, it would just be them surrounded by people telling them what to do, basically.
Yeah. That show is a lawyer's nightmare. I mean, seriously. What's also so weird about it is, like, you watch it and you can kind of see what's on, like, the mind of, like, kids at the time versus, like, fucking what's on the mind of kids now. I hate that we always end up in these fucking topics, but it's, like, my kids talk about, like, Skibidi Toilet and shit like that. Like, but, like, you watch that show and they kind of talk like real human beings.
Yeah.
You know, it's really strange.
Well, our kids are just brain damaged now.
Yeah. They fucking talk in, like, internet memes now.
Yeah, just chronically online.
They'd be like, yo, he got that Riz. Like, a six-year-old saying that.
The Rizzler?
The Rizzler's gonna be...
Yeah,
hey.
Whereas, like, six-year-olds then actually wanted to, like, play outside.
Yeah. So, it is really interesting, but it's also one thing that's not changed is kids are so fucking stupid, and that's why that show is so entertaining.
I really should try and watch it.
What's that?
I really should try and watch it.
It is. You should watch that. Hey, I recommend it. If you can find the link to whatever that Google Drive is to watch that series, go watch it, because CBS tried to wipe it from the face of the earth.
Non-existent, but luckily there's people who clipped it before.
Kyle is walking on the train.
Oh, Kyle's actually on a train right now. This thing starts to move and Kyle's gone.
Kyle is going off to Kentucky.
Wait.
He's going to be shipped out to the same town. I forget what it's called. It's called, like, something, whatever. Great podcasting moment right now.
Yeah. So we're just taking in
But
Kai guy up there.
Anyway, the show is really great. I recommend it. It's got a lot of episodes. It's funny. It got taken off because one kid burned himself on hot oil.
Oh, my God.
And another kid drank bleach that was labeled bleach.
Wait, that's terrible.
Yeah.
So, when was the show? What year?
What?
When was the show? What year was it?
If I had to guess, it was somewhere between 2002 and 2005.
Okay.
So, great show, though.
We should bring that concept back.
We should. We should. CBS,
we'll see,
bring,
like,
it back.
How kids do it these days.
Shit, now I'm stuck.
They should do it, but they should just have one, like, 45-year-old be on the show. And tell him he's gonna go on a normal, like, Survivor show.
Oh, but he's just with a bunch of kids?
Yeah.
That seems problematic.
But he's got to be, like, proven to not be a pedophile.
Yeah.
Like,
no
extensive background checks.
No, he can't be on the flight logs. He can't be on the Epstein flight logs. Some beef stew packet there that's interesting. It's like an MRE.
Sorry, guys, my tuberculosis is acting up.
Man, so that's a piece of a golf club. All right, we're turning around.
Yeah.
It's getting kind of claustrophobic here.
Yeah, I don't like over here when the train is here.
Newsflash, the trains are big.
Newsflash, big train.
Big cut trains.
I remember watching the show as a kid and being like, I would love to be on the show. I was like trying to write into CBS to fucking be on it. Yeah. Me and my friend Nicole at the time were like, really into it, and we're like, let's go on it. We were in like second grade, I think.
I used to want to be on like every show.
You want to be on every show?
Yeah, as a kid.
What show would you want to be on the most?
Like Disney Channel shows.
Of course, all of those. It was on like Nick and Knight or whatever. I guess like these adults or teenagers would go on this game show and they'd in. Fuck, what was it called?
What was the premise?
You're playing games to win a cash prize.
Oh, like Double Dare?
But it was kind of like Survivor-esque.
Yeah.
Like, they would have the kids like in like a bathtub of worms.
Yeah, it was filmed.
You didn't talk about Scaredy Camp, are you?
No,
but I remember because when I was watching the Dan Schneider documentary. Hello.
Yeah.
It's going.
That was weird. Anyway. When I was watching the Dan Schneider thing, they were talking about that show and how like kids were doing that and they were like so young and like eating stuff.
Yeah,
that's great. I've never heard of this. I know about Nick Gass.
I didn't really know about it when I was a kid, but like I knew of it. Well,
so that show, or maybe even like Drake and Josh, or yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm not talking about fictional shows. I'm talking about real. He just really wants to be on Drake and Josh. Yeah. He wants to be the guest on Drake and Josh. We've already done the guest appearance.
Honestly, kind of embarrassing, but like 3 years ago, maybe, I sent in a video clip of myself to go on the Circle US.
To go on what?
The Circle.
What's that?
It's a Netflix show. I think I've told you about it before.
Oh,
where
yes.
They're all in the same apartment, but different rooms, and yeah. They can be a catfish or not a catfish. And they all talk to each other and they just try not to get voted out.
Oh my god, that'd be so great if you were on that.
I wanted to so bad. But clearly they didn't pick me.
They did not pick Amanda.
But they had to have seen it because that video is unlisted on YouTube and it has views, so.
You guys reminded me of us. It has views.
Yeah.
They saw it. How many views does it have?
I was also gonna do the, like, three. I was also gonna, but I kind of forgot about it, the Squid Games, the real life Squid Games.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you could have been part of the class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
Was that misused?
No, yeah. There was like a real production on Netflix. The prize was huge, it was like $2 million or whatever.
Really?
But I think there were some issues with it.
You guys reminded me of Scaredy Camp. That's another one you have to go find and watch. That is so good. It's from, once again, I think like early to mid 2000s. Nickelodeon did this series where they took these kids out to these campgrounds, and each episode would be a different like campfire ghost story. And they would there was like groups or whatever, teams, and at the end of the night there'd be some sort of challenge where like it was tied in with the ghost story. And there is one that is so, like I would be scared to do it now. And they made fucking kids do this. And it was like, they dumped a shit ton of, like, seaweed into a swimming pool. They put lights in the swimming pool, but it was also dark in some spots. And you had to dive down into it to get, pieces of, like, this girl's locket or something. Yeah. And dive up and collect it. And you were timed or whatever. And, like, there were scuba divers in it or something that would, like, grab your ankles and shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You would not catch me doing that. At all.
That show is so great. That's one that I would have been on. Yeah. It's funny how many shows they're just based on torturing kids.
Yeah.
Because it's just so funny to watch.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Double Dare 3000. I mean, you had to go through a fucking nose. You remember this?
What?
Double Dare 3000, part of, like, the thing was, like, the scavenger course or whatever, the obstacle course.
And there was a big nose.
Yes, and you had to slide through the big nose into the big fucking snark
park. The big nose, I'm kind of, it's, like, vaguely in my brain, the big nose. Yeah. There's, like, snot.
Yeah, those are the kind of stuff I would have loved to have done as a kid.
No, see, I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to be the next Miley Cyrus. But it didn't work out for me.
Is that why you dyed your hair blonde?
Don't go.
Wow.
I just saved Andrew's life.
Nice. I would have been dayed.
From a truck. We can go all the way around.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're getting killed. We are getting killed.
This is just the dangers of doing the
podcast while we walk.
Yeah.
We really risk our lives out here to put out content.
That's how you know that we love the audience.
Yeah, we risk our lives for you.
Yeah. It's so true.
Give my life for views.
There are so many dating shows, though. There was one that was, like, called Beauty and the Geek. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I don't remember that one.
The whole premise was ugly, stupid guys, or ugly, really smart guys hanging out with really dumb bimbos.
What was it on?
I think that was on, like, Sci-Fi.
Mm. On Netflix, I watched a documentary about American Gladiator back in the 90s.
Oh, I watched that too.
Yeah, it was like wild.
That was a good documentary.
It was, yeah.
Why?
Like, I mean, it talks about, like, what they're doing, like, after the show.
Yeah, and also, like, the early stages of it.
Yeah.
And how it even started.
Like, just, like, fuck.
It smells like doo-doo.
Yeah, I'm just walking past the sewers.
Well, it was just, like coke-fueled fucking orgy parties pretty much were having after every show.
Yeah, people were getting really hurt.
Yeah,
like, people were getting, like, legitimately hurt, like, on American Gladiator in the early days.
Broken fucking knuckles and all that shit.
That's what the movie The Fall Guy's all about. Stump people getting hurt. Yeah. The movie I didn't find to be very good.
I liked it.
Did you watch The Fall Guy, Kyle?
I enjoyed it.
No.
It's a good date night movie.
Yeah, it was good.
Amanda saw Beetlejuice last night.
I did.
It
was good.
Yeah.
But probably Andrew wouldn't think so. Andrew isn't even going to go and see it.
I'm not going to see it. I know I'm not really going to like a movie.
Just go anyway. It's entertaining.
Was it, like,
fun.
A mega first one, or was it just, like, a sequel?
Yeah, it's a sequel.
Oh, we're being back in.
We're being kidnapped, actually.
Not, never mind.
It was actually funny. The other, like, 2 weeks ago, I don't know, me and Chris were at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And he ran back in because I forgot something. And I texted him that, like, when I was sitting in his car, and I was like, I'm kidnapped.
You said you were kidnapped to him.
Yeah. And he goes, what? And
not my issue.
Then he sent me a picture of my location. So, like, he literally checked because he thought I was kidnapped.
You made him think for a split second that you were kidnapped.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm so, like, believable. Because I'm a really sarcastic person. Like, I don't really, you know, like, my sister believed I had tuberculosis.
I made Amanda believe that the word jumbo was a slur this morning.
Yeah. Well, Andrew says these things in, like, such a serious, like, whimsical way. Like, where you're, like...
Whimsical.
You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like... Well, did you know? Back in the day? Like, just... And he'll say things. And he'll be so serious. And then... Once I'm, like, vaguely starting to... Or, like... a tiny bit of myself is starting to believe it. He'll be like, no, I just made all that up.
I convinced my friends one time that my uncle died from being bit by a copperhead snake.
Oh my god.
And I said, yep, dad from Brown's disease.
That's
like,
horrible.
And they're like, what is that? I'm like, you shit yourself to death. They're like, why the fuck would you?
I told you guys, but we took our one friend to thinking there was a guy named Dick Pooh. whose name was Dick Pooh. And he was like, really? Dick Pooh? Yeah, dude, you took his LinkedIn profile.
My thing always, for, like, a really long time, was whenever someone would offer me, like, nuts, or there would be, like, peanut butter or anything, I'd just be like, I'm allergic. And, like, freak them the fuck out.
Great prank.
That's a lie. It's a prank.
No, every single time. But I had this one friend who believed it every time. And I've done it like multiple times. So.
I have one friend who's allergic to peanut butter. And he fucking had color one time. So he had no idea that they used peanuts in it to make it.
So wait, it was what?
Nutella, yeah.
Oh, nice Nutella.
Yeah.
It literally has the word nut in the first three letters.
You have a bad reaction to it.
If you're allergic to nuts, are you allergic to coconut?
That's a good question. Like, I feel like people who are allergic to nuts, like, sometimes it's like, oh, I'm allergic to pine nuts. I'm allergic to all tree nuts.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to peanuts. Like, I don't know if it's like, I think it really depends on what you're...
I convinced this kid named Jesse in my, elementary school to eat acorns. Because I was like, acorns, because I was like, well, it's got corn in the name. The thing is they just, they're not as sweet as when they're candy. And that's where candy corn comes from. And he ate it.
Oh my god.
And I think he got like a reputation for that. Because multiple people were like, remember Jesse, the guy who ate the acorn? And I was like, yeah, I made him do that.
Oh my god. I was eating this little, well, I wasn't eating it. There was like these weird, they almost looked like Twizzlers, like pulling peel Twizzlers, like the red string.
Yeah, what
but I think they were like bracelets that we were using.
Oh, yeah.
And I was cutting them up and I was pretending to eat them in front of one of my classmates. I don't remember who it was. But little bitch went and told the teacher that I was eating them. Like, I would do this. And she went and told the teacher that I was eating them. And the teacher, like, sat me down and talked to me. And I was like, I wasn't actually eating them. And she was like, well... And no one believed that I wasn't actually eating them. I was faking it. And she sent home, like, sent me home with an envelope full of it, telling my mother that I ate this.
The worst that could happen.
And did your mom, like, believe you or the teacher?
I think I just, like, said I didn't eat it and nobody believed me.
That's, wow. Yeah. When I was in elementary school, we had a day that was the 100th day of school. I'm sure you guys did this where you so some kids dressed up as old people. Some people, this is the fake bird thing again.
We would have like a lot of people just like put like 100 something.
Yes, so you would put 100 something on a poster and hang it up.
Yeah.
And me and this kid Michael, someone made theirs out of marshmallows. And me and this kid Michael started just absolutely going to town on this kid's poster.
You were eating all his 100 marshmallows?
But they had glue all over them.
Oh my god.
And the teacher, I'll never forget her, she was like, look what you've done! You've ruined his paper and you've got glue in your stomach!
No, but literally, like, was it like malicious? You were like, we're gonna eat his fucking poster?
No, we were just stupid.
You guys were just dumb and saw marshmallows.
We were first grade. We were just eating the stupid poster because we're dumb. But I remember like me and Mike were like, dude, our stomach's gonna be glued. And this one kid, Sean, was like, drink ginger ale. It'll melt the glue in your tummy.
So you guys like chugging ginger ale?
So I came home, I was like, mom, ginger ale. And she was like, I got a call from your teacher.
You're like burping and farting from all the carbonation.
Yes. Little glue bubbles, like fucking Rugrats.
Glue bubbles and ginger ale.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Well, I believed that when you swallowed gum, it stayed in your system for 7 years for way too long. I believed that, like, for a really long time.
Swallowing
seed. That it would like stick to your bones.
Yeah. Swallowing seed, the seed would grow inside you.
Yeah, like watermelon seeds.
Yeah.
I still believe that. I just still try it.
I just swallow all seeds in general.
But I think they said that to scare us not to eat the black seeds, but why can't you eat the black seeds?
What black seeds?
In watermelons. They're just not good for you.
They probably just don't digest as much.
Mm. I still believe you can grow watermelon.
It probably also hurts when you pass them. Is gross.
True.
But that's how a lot of trees are birds, is from birds. They poop out the seeds of the berries they eat and then they plant them.
You know what?
So I want to be kind of like a bird in that way.
Aww.
I'm a bird.
cardboard.
Is it so wrong to want to shit on my neighbor's lawn so that I can plant beautiful plants?
No, I think that's actually really generous of you.
Yeah. So
when I'm at home, I'm taking shit on my neighbor's lawn.
Same.
Folks, here's a word from Ann Whatnot. Go shit on your neighbor's lawn.
Yeah.
Be free, spread nature. That's really what we're
and
doing.
And definitely make sure to let us know how it goes.
Yeah. And let the local authorities. Oh no, is that the weird neck goose?
Wow, he's still alive.
Oh my god.
We have this goose that's like neck is broken, but he's still living. Yeah,
oh,
see,
no, he seems to be okay.
Wait.
Maybe it just hurts?
No, it's not him.
I don't think that's our guy.
That can't be him.
Can't be him.
Unfortunately, it seems like
he may have passed.
He may have passed away.
He's here. I don't know.
Wasn't us.
You need to see him go up.
We're goose watching right now.
Oh no, the goose is watching us.
Talk to her would never watch a goose.
Never fear goose. Watch goose.
She would say,
talk to a goose.
She would say, spit on that goose.
She would spit on the goose.
Talk to on that goose.
Talk to on that goose.
And then rub its neck.
Talk to her.
Yeah.
We talk to the goose.
Yeah. She will say hawk to a goose. I will talk to a goose.
Yeah.
Wait, what's her podcast name?
Talk to a.
Oh yeah, I think I saw the set.
Yeah.
Talk to a.
Well, this is the start of our beef. Just for a roundabout there.
Hey, talk to a. It's on site.
Yeah, we got beef with hawk to a girl.
So.
It's on site, motherfucker.
Who else we got to beef with?
Get us on the pod.
We got to beef with Joe Rogan.
We'll talk it out.
Yeah, Joe Rogan. Yeah.
Who else?
Elon Musk too.
Elon's got a podcast.
Does he?
No, you just want to have a beef with him?
But he does have a robot girlfriend now, so that's kind of fucked up. You saw that?
No.
I want to see what this looks like. I want to see the whole...
It looks like a real woman. I'll show you. Guys, go look up Elon Musk's robot girlfriend. He just took her to dinner.
You see that they had, like, fake robot women at, like, the Japanese robot
He's
conference?
He's abusing her holes.
He was abusing her holes.
Sorry.
Dude, that's a beef. I'd be as scared as
talk to Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, who else?
I don't know.
The government of Chile?
Yeah.
Chile?
Bring us on. We'll talk it out.
Haiti.
The government of Haiti.
Haitians.
Oh, yes, Haitians.
Haitians, what else? Canada, too. Fuck them. Six.
Yeah.
They're hawk-toing the geese.